Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Austin. I've got Valerie with me, so you know we're going to have an entertaining show. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Valerie.
Happy Valentine's.
Yeah, I hope everybody had a good one. We're going. Hey, let's talk a little bit the Dobbs Frank. Everybody said it was gone, but it's not gone, is it?
It is not.
So what's going on there?
No, everything we're hearing that they are working on changing the regulations and stuff, and I really believe it will happen, but it's not really down the track yet. And, you know, it takes a while. It took a while to put it into effect, and it will take a while to get it out of effect.
I know the funding has stopped on it, though.
Correct. So, that's what I've heard, too.
So that's a good thing. And what we're talking about, folks, was really a nightmare for our local lenders. Mm-hmm. You know, just putting a lot more restraint on them that was not necessary.
Right. Well, and they kept saying it's for the consumer's purpose, but it was making everything more complicated and more difficult for the consumer. So I think it was just one of those government things that probably just did not work out.
It's the next thing, you know, we talked about before is when they changed the rules and you had to have the CD, they call it now, the closing documents, 4 days early. Mm-hmm. And we thought, oh my God. That really hasn't been that big a deal, has it?
No, to tell you the truth, I actually have embraced it, okay? And the reason why...
Of course you did. Everybody else hates it.
I have embraced it. Well, the only reason I've embraced it is because everything is so dang fast in our business, okay? So this makes us more organized. We have to get the papers out to them 3 days in advance. I mean, you have to. You don't have a choice but to do that. And it really... I have not seen delays because of it. I've seen it be a lot more organized. I mean, we get our CDs out. Now, they can change in that 3 days, but not a lot.
You know, change your
very, very minimal. It's usually just recording fees or something that changes. And it gives you everything in advance. Now, I have heard from some title companies, and I don't know if you've heard this or not, but I have heard from some title companies that some of the out-of-town lenders, the .com people and stuff, have figured out ways around this and that they basically disclose, which are not the right disclosures, and then they get their CD the day before closing. So they've kind of worked around it by giving out
those are the very people that it was divented for.
Exactly.
Ironic.
Exactly. So they give out a preliminary CD in advance, but it's not even close to a final CD. And we don't do that unless there's just something happened like big time.
And when we're saying CD, it's closing document. The also thing you hear is the word HUD.
Right. That's the old way.
But it's still used like on cash and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Or investment property sometimes if you're not getting, yeah, well, that'd be, you're getting a bank loan or something.
Not a secondary mortgage.
Correct.
But I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe it's just I'm used to it. But I still like the old HUD forms better than I do the CDs.
Too. Well, we went from two pages to say it's easier for the consumer to have 5 pages.
That's not true.
No, it's not. And it's very hard to read because you put all the seller's cost on there too. And then you get the credit back and it just confuses people because you look at that bottom line and my God, I'm paying $10,000. And in reality, you're not. But yeah, so I have not been a big fan of it either. But I don't know that will change anytime soon. And to tell you the truth, since everybody's just not getting used to it, it's probably best it doesn't change. But I think that part of our changes has not been a bad one because I think we really needed to get a little bit more ahead of the game. That's my opinion to it.
And I agree with you. It's nice. Because, like you said, a lot of times we wouldn't get the closing statement or the...
till the morning.
Or maybe right at closing.
Exactly. And yeah. So this has stopped that. I mean, you don't see that happen anymore. And so I think that's a positive for the buyers. Mainly whenever you're a first-time home buyer and you haven't bought houses before, you really need a little bit extra time.
Well, as you know, I go to Washington every year. Go up to the hill visits and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what I'm proud of the state of Texas for. And Barry can bust this. Before, when this first came out... the buying side couldn't see the selling side. The selling side couldn't see the buying side. And you go, why do you need it? Well, just what she said. A lot of times the seller's participating in closing cost.
Correct.
And in San Angelo, a lot of the time, the majority probably.
You know, that's became just very common. Even yes. Somebody that's putting 20% down on a conventional loan, they'd rather put their money down than pay closing costs. Yes. So that's just part of the negotiations in it.
And actually, our Lori Levy, our TAR, that's just called Texas Realtors, not Texas Association Realtors. It's just Texas Realtors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll do change just to confuse us. Again, more changes. But came out.
So is it TRA?
Instead of TAR? Yeah. And I've seen one of those. But came up with this form and basically said, yes, if they sign off, everybody can see it because the realtors need to be able to see both sides to see what's going on, like does the mortgage company and the other people.
Right.
But what was amazing to me, in Washington, I'm on this committee, and there's about 25 people in this room. We were the only state that came up with that form. Now it's changed and we have it in the contract. But the other states were, how do you deal with it? I thought it was kind of cool. how far Texas is ahead of some other states.
Since I only do Texas, see, I did not know that. I did not realize that all the states didn't.
Today.
Yeah, I didn't realize that other states do things differently than what
yes,
we do them.
Much different, but we're still ahead of the game.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm a big believer in disclosures because the buyer, you just want them. Know what you're doing. Have your eyes open. That's the biggest thing. That is the very biggest thing. And one more thing. This has nothing to do with that, but this just hit me. If
we're not staying on track, is she?
Yeah, I'm going out on the deal. But say you bought a house, okay?
Yes.
And you
from
say
Scott
you bought
Austin
a house,
State.
First house. This is
yes.
your first house,
from
and
Scott
you
Austin State.
From Scott Austin Real Estate with Mortgage Financial Services.
Yes.
And you closed. And let's say 6 months from now. Something happened. It could be something little. It could be something big. But let's say you're behind. You're going to have to be behind on your payments. Okay?
Yuck.
I know. But it happens. Call your lender. Call the person that gave you that loan, if it's me, and say, hey, Valerie, I've ran into a problem. Okay? There may be something that we can do to help. There may be something. Because I'll tell you why I say that. Because HUD is going, I mean, they're going back. If you're late on stuff, they're auditing the dickens out of your file, okay? And it's one of those things that we want to be sure we've taken good care of you, okay? I didn't ever realize that, to tell you the truth. But that made me think is that we really do need to not be, you know, I always pride myself that I tell people, hey, I'll service you even after closing. You know, 10 years from now, if you have a problem with your escrow, I have people that it's 20 years ago that I'll go over their escrow with them. Lord knows why, but I do that. But now I've learned. You need to say, because it may be something they don't realize. I had someone the other day that was perfect credit, but their house payment. So I can't give them a loan.
Why would they do that, though?
Because they could pay all these payments and get them instead of the house payment being late. But I showed them that being late on a house is the worst thing that you
yes.
can do. And so we can work around the other ones had they been just late. So, but you normally would not know that. So I'm just saying, if I did your house loan, I would like to know if you run into a problem, because maybe there's something we can do to help you, or we can at least consult with you and maybe come up with some ideas and stuff.
Yeah,
so
more heads are better than one.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Because I think a lot of times first-time homebuyers just feel like they're out there by themselves, and you don't want them to feel that way.
Never, ever, ever, ever do that. And one thing, you need to see people a lot. What I'm seeing, more people are buying less house than they qualify for, which I think is a good thing.
Are you?
Yes. You're not. No, the max.
I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing more people buying every possible dime that they can possibly buy. I'm not seeing.
Hey,
I have some the other way. That's exactly right. I have some that way. But I would say mostly the first time home buyers are really trying to get every dime that they possibly can. They are.
That means they're younger than me, because I think you get in your 50s. I think you're looking to say, I want a low payment. I want.
Hey, when
debt.
You're in your 50s.
I'm still in my 50s, by
we're
the way.
We're at the edge of the 50s. You can't, I like 50s, like we're 51
some people
or something.
Just can't keep their mouth
we're at 59, so therefore we're on the edge of
I'm still 58.
You'll be 59 soon, so you're on the edge of it. But yeah,
much
so.
Younger.
Yeah, really. But oh, yeah, really. But I would just be very cautious about that. Now, one thing I've seen with oilfield people is a lot of them don't want to use all their overtime now, which is great. Now, I have seen people get a lot more conservative about that, because used to, everybody wanted to use every dime of your overtime to qualify. Well, then you don't get the overtime, and then you're having a problem with your payment. I am seeing people not do that now. Of course, we're being a lot more conservative on overtime also. 2 years, period. You have to have had overtime for 2 years.
Wow. But of course, a lot of people in the oil field do have a lot of overtime.
They do. A lot of them, that's more than their base.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing back several years ago, maybe 8 years ago, I was seeing people that, you know, they had